First, just tell me about the locker room in there. What, you know, what's the attitude after this game?
Obviously, it's disappointing not getting the win, but I think we're definitely seeing improvements as a team. You know, to be able to go against the number five team in the nation and, you know, put in a good fight, and we're definitely improving. So I think, you know, although it's a negative for a loss, you've always got to take the positives, and the positive was from this week that, you know, we're definitely improving and we're seeing better things. You know, I don't have much to do with offense and defense, so,
sure.
But special teams wise, like, we're seeing improvements, so it's a positive. Yeah.
So I want to talk about, like, what club do you have in your golf bag? So
we kind of talked about this
for the season. Yeah, so you've got the boomer, right?
Right.
So that's like the driver.
Yeah.
And I know you've got the wedge, like the lob wedge. Yeah. Try and check it up, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What else you have? I guess directional into the wind kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I spoke about this with Coach this week actually about, like, you know, my golf club and how many, if I can get more clubs in my bag kind of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of it, especially here in Illinois, it depends on the wind, which way we're kicking. I mean, at our stadium, it tends to go just like, it's either in your face or it's at your back.
Yeah.
It's never normally crosswind. Today was a little bit of a cross breeze.
Yeah.
But like, it depends where we are and obviously the wind. So if we're doing we call it a sky kick, which is basically when I do my Aussie kick.
Yeah, which is end over end.
Yeah, end over end, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So forgetting golf terms, it's probably like a 7 to a 9 iron.
Okay.
And then, you know, obviously when I'm backed up, like in the end zone, that's a driver, low drive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I always try and think like inside the 20 ball. I mean, obviously if the ball's in our 20, like that's a long punt, so obviously not going for that. But like when we get to like the 30, especially the 40, I'm thinking inside the 20 just to give the defense the best chance.
Sure.
So I mean, yeah, like 5 irons, 4 irons for those kind of balls. But yeah, a lot of it depends on the wind.
Right. Yeah. Are you do you get that from, I guess, Coach Ligg gives you here's what we're doing, or you know, You go out there with instructions basically for each kick.
Like on third down, we talk depending on what hash the ball's on, and you know, we, as you've seen, or like we've tried to kick it into the boundary. Gives us the best chance. It basically adds less space for the returner to go. It just makes sense basically. So we'll talk about which way we want to go. He's really good. Like, he'll ask me first. He'll say, which way do you want to go? If I say left, he'll either say, yeah, let's go left, or he's like, what do you think about going right? And I'll say yes or no. And, you know, he gets the final call as a coach, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, that's been really good because, like, he's spoken to me. We don't use the golf club term analogy, but basically, like, it's a spiral, a rugby kick or a sky kick. And, you know, he says, you know, let's rugby this one. And I'm like, yeah, sure, sir.
Why is an Aussie kick end over end? Like, in Australian rules football, that's the most accurate. Because that's all directional, trying to go through the post, right? So you learn it end over end because of it flies the straightest, basically?
Well, basically, when we pass the ball to someone in Aussie rules, like, we can pass it 1 meter off the, like, couple yards off the ground.
I like it. Yeah. You can stay with meters. It's fine.
Yeah, so, like, a meter off the ground.
Yeah.
Or, and like we call them like spear kicks, so they go probably like 20 or 30 meters, a meter off the ground, and just like go towards the target. And in terms of that, like end over end gives you the best chance for accuracy, especially like I mean, a lot of like college teams use the rollout and try to get the bounce, like a low drive. Like I think of Tom Hackett at Utah and like Mitch this year. They're doing like a rollout and then a low drive, so the returner kind of struggles to pick it up off the first bounce.
Yeah.
I think definitely the Aussie kick allows for more accuracy.
Yeah.
And I think like now especially, like you're seeing even the American guys calling it the rugby kick, and they're all doing it for sky, like going in kicks. They're trying to place it at the inside the 10, even the inside the 5.
Okay, I've got a really dumb question for
It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you familiar with the phrase "rise up lights"? Have you heard this thing?
Yes.
Where if somebody says "rise up lights," it sounds like you're saying razor blades.
Yeah, I have.
So, what happens when you say, Okay, I'm going to have you say those words with your accent.
Rise up? That one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, rise up lights.
Yeah. Does it sound to you like you're saying razor blades?
No. Okay. I can see why people think that, though.
So when I say rise up lights, do you think I sound Australian?
No, I think you sound American. I'm not too sure, yeah.
What about when you say razor blades with your accent? Does it reverse? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it's just razor blades, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, try and say rise up lights in an American accent.
Oh, gosh. Rise up lights? I'm not sure. I got no clue.
Okay. I appreciate you being a good sport.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
Okay, talking to Delshawn Phillips. How's health-wise, how you feeling? Like,
feeling good. I'm back. I'm back. I feel good to be out there playing with my brothers. I'm back.
Yeah. Defensive performance, how did you feel about the defense as a whole today?
Defense, I give us about a C+.
Yeah?
C+.
You think there's some plays left out there?
Yeah, definitely. By me, too, especially. I left a lot of plays out there, especially in the first half, just not reading my keys and not being focused on what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. Gave up a lot of big runs.
Yeah. So what's the key for that? Like repetition? I mean, I talked to you after the first game, and, you know, obviously college football gets overwhelming coming JUCO to this level. Yeah. You missed a couple games with injury and things like that. Like settling in, are you know?
It's just focus.
Yeah.
Every play, you got to be focused.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the noise of the crowd get to you.
Mm-hmm.
The last play, once the last play is over, you're on to the next play. You got to focus on what you're doing on that play.
Yeah.
I lost focus a lot. So.
Yeah. So film study, what do you go to with that to try and correct those things?
Just, you know, I pull up my iPad. I watch film on my iPad a lot just at home, relaxing. I play music on my iPad. I just look at what I could have did better each and every play.
Yeah.
Even if I made it TFL, mm-hmm. I still look at, did I take the right amount of read steps? Did I run off the ball as soon as I knew it was a run? This every little thing, I try to get to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
My coach, Coach Nickerson, also helped critique me. He critiqued me very hard, so I appreciate that too.
Sure. And tell me about the linebacker room right now. I mean, there's so many injuries and guys, you know, people are switching Sam to Will and, you know, just trying to fill gaps and everything else. What's the linebacker room like right now?
We just push each other no matter, you know, if you hurt or if you playing, you're pulling each other. We're pulling each other the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy switch positions, majority, we all really know the defense. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to switch positions for us.
Yeah.
Just learn what you're doing for that week, get the game plan down, know what you're doing, reading your keys, and plays don't come to you.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.